Today, we will be reading Matthew chapter 22, verses 23 through 46. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, Lord, I just want to thank you for who you are. Lord, I thank you that you, as the creator of the universe, the God who made everything, that, Lord, you care about us. You care about us enough that you reveal who you are in your word. You show us who you are. Thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I pray that today you would show us who you are in your word. Help us to see you. Help us to know you in a new way today because of what we read. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 22, verses 23 through 46. That same day, the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. "Teacher," they said, "Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for him. Now, there were seven brothers among us. The first one married and died. And since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and the third brother, right on down to the seventh. Finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her?" Jesus replied, "You are in error, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is not the God of the dead, but of the living." When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, "What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he?"
"The son of David," they replied.
He said to them, "How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If David calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one could say a word in reply. And from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. In today's reading, we see two different groups come to Jesus and question him, and then he asks them a question. Now, both of the groups, they are trying to trap Jesus. They are trying to trick him, to get him to say something
that they can use against him. And so the Sadducees come, and they ask him this silly question about a man who he dies, his wife marries his brother again and again. This woman ends up marrying 7 different people because her husband keeps dying. And then whose wife will she be? And they're trying to trick him and trap him, and they don't believe that there is a resurrection, that after death we have life that goes on. They believe that death is the end. And so when they're asking him this, they don't really believe the story. They're trying to trick him and to give him an impossible question to answer. But Jesus finds an answer. Jesus says, after the resurrection, when we are in heaven, there isn't going to be marriage as we know it here. It's not going to be one man going out and finding a woman and marrying her, or even a continuation of our marriages here. Instead, we will be, as he says, like the angels. We're not going to be married. And other parts of the Bible clarify it differently, that in many ways, the Bible compares the church, Christians or believers or followers of Christ, to the bride, and he is the groom. That we are actually going to be married to him. That he is our bridegroom. That we someday will be married to him like his wife. And he will love us and protect us like a husband loves his wife. But we'll talk about that some other time. Here, Jesus says that in the resurrection, there is no marriage, and so their question is not relevant. But then he goes further, and he challenges their disbelief. And he says, in the Old Testament, God said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then he says, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When God identifies who is he claims to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But these people had physically died long ago. But what Jesus is saying is, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are alive with God in heaven. And so he's trying to show them that the resurrection is true, that there is life after death. There is more to this life than what we see and experience here on this earth. Next, a Pharisee comes, and the Pharisee asks him, which commandment is the most important? What is the greatest commandment in the law? Well, Jesus replies, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. This is an interesting commandment. Love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. Jesus says that this is the greatest commandment. Why? Because if I truly love God with everything that I am, I'm going to listen to him and obey him. If my heart loves God, if I love God with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind, I am not going to go after false gods. I am not going to go after sin. My heart and mind is going to be so in love with God that I would not want to disobey him or hurt him. And so, yes, this is the greatest commandment.
and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. If I truly love my neighbor, I'm not going to do bad things to him. If I truly love other people, I am not going to sin against them. I'm going to do what's right. And so all of the laws in some way connect to these, that they are either a demonstration of my love for God or a demonstration of my love for my brother. And so we are commanded to love. Love God and love others. And that's the very center of the commandments. Now, what does this look like, though? How do I love God with all of my heart, soul, and mind? Well, as I already said, obedience to God is central. We show our love by obeying. We demonstrate that I love God by doing what God tells me to do. And part of that is loving my neighbor. My neighbor, not just a person who lives beside me, but all of those around me. That I put them first above my interests. I put them first. And that can be very hard sometimes. But that is what Jesus is calling us to do. The last question is one that Jesus asks. And he asks, what do you think? Who is the Messiah? And they say he's the son of David. And so then Jesus says, well, if he is the son of David, why is it that David calls him Lord? And they can't answer the question. Now, what is it that he is saying? Well, let's look at it. David had lived hundreds of years before, but in his writing, he had actually predicted and prophesied that the promised one, the Messiah, would someday come. And he actually refers to the Messiah as my Lord. Now, how could it be that his descendant is his Lord? How is David underneath one of his great-great-great-great-grandchildren? Instead, you would think David would be above him. And so what Jesus is really asking and pointing out is that these people are looking for something different and don't even understand who or what the Messiah would be. They don't understand that Jesus is not only a descendant of David, but is David's Lord. Is God himself come in the flesh to live among us? But they don't understand that, or they don't want to accept it. And so they're speechless. They have no answer. What about us? Have you figured out who you believe Jesus is? Who do you think he is? I believe that he is God himself, who came to live as a man, walk as a man, and then give himself, his very life, to die in our place, because that was the only way to redeem us, to cleanse and purify us so that we can come before a holy God. We must come to a point where we decide to believe. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees both rejected Jesus. I pray that you will not do the same. As we look back at today, the challenge for you is, do you believe? And if you believe, what will you do with it? Will you demonstrate that you love God with all of your heart, soul, and mind? Will you follow him? Will you obey him? Will you do what he says? Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would be with us. Help us to love you with everything that we are, our heart, our soul, our mind. Help us to believe and follow and obey. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.